Welcome to Grow in Grace Podcast, where we want to encourage you to think deeply about God so that you can know Him and love Him better. Join us as we strive to grow in grace together. Welcome to the Grow in Grace Podcast. We are your hosts, Shanna and Kristen, and we have a little bit of a different episode today. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's fun to see you on Zoom, but it was even more fun to see you last week.
Yes.
And in person and get to hug you. And it was so much fun.
It was
so much fun. It's great because you've pretty much been filled in on everything that's been going on. But I guess to fill in our listeners, that for the sake of the gospel conference was last week. I'm making sure that, last week, two weeks ago.
Yeah, it runs together sometimes.
I didn't say by the time this gets uploaded, it wouldn't have been that the week before, but the week before that. Anyways, it was a lot of fun. And we figured because of that, though, so I was gone. Well, we were both gone Wednesday through Saturday.
Yep.
And then you had other traveling after the fact. And so because of that, we decided to do a little bit of a different episode this week and just kind of do a little bit of a catch up episode, have some questions that we're each going to answer. Just not about it. Anything super deep. I mean, it can go deep. We'll see. But we kind of have decided to do a little bit more of a low key episode this week because we are tired and was a lot. That's kind of what's going on in my world. What's going on with you? I know you had some visiting or some traveling.
To catch everyone up who is really interested in our lives, probably just my mom and my
mother. I was gonna say just our parents.
So my husband was gone on a work trip, which is the last time we recorded because I vented about Derek Jeter and that whole thing. So he came home on a Thursday and then I flew out like 5 days later, I guess, to come to see you guys and then to go to the conference. And we were there and it was just like nonstop. We just kind of hit the ground running, I felt like. And then I flew home late Saturday night and then got up that next Sunday, went to Louisiana for 4 or 5 days, came home and then had family come stay with us for a few days. And so, we are, trying to get back in a groove now of whatever normal is. I don't know what normal is, but whatever normal is. It was let's talk about this for the sake of the gospel. What was your favorite thing about it?
Oh, I mean, it's not a spiritual thing, but my favorite thing was getting to see you.
Yay! I mean, I love that we have it, but then also it like forces us to get together.
Yeah, it did. It gave us a perfect excuse to each of us get away from our life and kind of, be able to just hang out for a few days, which was so much fun. But besides that, my favorite, there were a couple really, really good parts. Let me tell you, the Hope Worship Band was phenomenal. They were
phenomenal,
so great. Just a heart for worship and for the Lord. And it exudes, like you could see it and you could feel it. In their worship. So
I think it's a really rare thing. And it's super special to be in a worship situation where every song points to Christ. Every song. It's not like, this is how I feel. This is how I feel. It is every single song like points to the person and work of Christ. And it was, it was so good. I have to agree with you.
And then my other favorite part was kind of just, it was meeting everyone. So from the other podcast hosts, getting to meet with them and have some meals with them and kind of get to know them just on a different level. That was really great. I mean, we have the kind of group chat that we have going on, but it elevated that because now we've met them face to face and talked and had conversations with them. So that was really, really great. But then also we got an opportunity to meet a couple people that listened to the podcast. And that was mm-hmm. so incredibly special and encouraging.
There's actually people out there.
And I know it's weird. It's a weird, I think I was talking to one of the other podcast hosts about this. Maybe the guys from Beers and Bible, that like to meet people that listen to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, when we put this out, I kind of imagine just like my immediate family listens and no one else, mm-hmm. or at least that's might be what I hope. but it was just humbling and
yeah.
just a strange thing for me to think of like people, and I can see the analytics. I can see people from all over the US listening, sure. But to be able to meet people that expressed how much they appreciated the podcast, or people that didn't know that we had a podcast and were super excited mm-hmm. to be able to tune in. It was just such yeah. a surreal experience and so much fun.
It really was. I think for me, a couple of things stood out for me. Yes, and amen to Hope Worship. My goodness, that was phenomenal. I really enjoyed, it was interesting. I think growing up in the environment that I did, to be at a place like this where you're involved in like breakout conferences or Q&A things or whatever, and to be treated like a sister in Christ
mm-hmm.
who like has something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
It was very edifying. Like the guys there, I mean, I truly felt like were my brothers. Like they yeah. were just like, hey, Shanna, what do you think? Or like, man, that was really good. Like, yes. And like we got to participate in two breakout sessions. You were mm-hmm. in the counseling yes. breakout session and I did a theology one. And it was just, I mean, I can't speak for you because I haven't got to listen to yours yet. Hopefully I'll yeah. get to, but we were doing at the same time. So I couldn't be at two places at once or I would have been there. But it was just so sweet to be able to be asked questions, to interact, and then to be like encouraged yeah. by them, you know?
Yeah. And I felt the same way in our breakout, like with the counseling yeah. where, you know, James and John did a really great job of, like you said, kind of throwing the question to me, mm-hmm. which growing up, like you said, in the environment that we did, that wasn't necessarily the case. Yeah. It was more that the men always had their mm-hmm. say and kind of their opinion and their thoughts on it.
Yeah, so I think during the Q&A too, I think you and I were just kind of sitting on the side, like yeah. we are not speaking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us up here and these men are going to answer the questions. And then the next thing I know, like someone's like, here's Shanna, and like hands me the microphone. And I'm like,
it might have been me.
Let's do this. Well, you did that as well. I'm like, yeah, let's. And they were like, do you like how I threw you under the bus? And I'm like, what a jerk. Give me the easy questions. But yeah, it was a really sweet time. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to doing it again next year and just being able to maybe sit back a little bit and just soak it all in.
Yeah.
You know, just to be with everyone. And I got to catch up with you, not Which through Zoom.
Even better.
Even
to see you face better. To face.
Even better. So Kristen, I'm just kind of curious, as we're kind of ending the year and we started this in April, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited with where things are going for 2023. You and mm-hmm. we've laid out some, I personally think some great topics. But I'm kind of curious, like looking back from April to now, what would you say is like one of the most like encouraging things that has, I mean, meeting people was amazing. And then like having these guys come up to me and be like, my wife loves your podcast. I just want to tell you, keep going. And I'm like, it's really encouraging because some days I don't want to keep going.
Yeah.
So that's really encouraging. But is there anything like from April to now that you've been like, it could be even personal. Like I've really studied this and I really enjoyed, I don't know, tossing the question to you. You're welcome. We didn't discuss that.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is a question on the fly.
Yeah,
no lie. We have a couple of questions that we had prepared, but
this is not one of them.
One of them. So thank you. So it was what has encouraged me through the podcast. That's am sure. I getting okay? Am I getting that question? Yep.
April,
right?
April to now, something that has been like now. Encouraging for you.
Honestly, and I know we've referred to it back to it a lot, but when we studied the attributes of God was quite possibly such a great reminder with some of them. And then just as we were studying and getting into other resources, one of my favorite things about this podcast is, and we try to come in prepared, which is why episodes like this have to happen sometimes when life gets crazy, because we truly do spend time ahead of time preparing for the topic. And I think that is a product of our personalities. I think it is a product of, I think for sometimes for men, it's a little bit easier for them to have this off the cuff because they have a tendency to talk about these or study them more in depth or what, for whatever reason. It might truly be a personality thing for you and I that we want to come in prepared and make sure that we have studied what we can on the topic. And so I think one of my favorite things that has come out of this podcast was just that dedicated time to study into some deeper topics and some deeper things. And that's why I think I loved the attributes of God study so much, like, because it forced me to focus on one attribute and to kind of dig into that and really think through of, okay, what does scripture teach us about God? And now how does that knowledge and walking in that knowledge impact my daily life? And we always say, like, if you don't know, a lot of times with our notes, Shanna does a really great job of the kind of what does the Bible teach us like about this topic? And I tend to come in with the, how does that change our life then? Like, how should Lord has changed our life?
Perfectly like that.
And we both think that way. Like when I give my stream of conscious notes, poor Shanna has to like organize them and try to figure out what I'm doing. Cause it literally is just bullet points down the page with no rhyme or reason to where it's going and where it has been. So she goes through and kind of organizes it. But within that, she finds that a lot of times there's a lot of, this is how that should change our life. And how we should walk in that, like knowing this about God and this is how it should change, how we interact with God, with other people, kind of how that impacts our life. And so that's been one of my favorite things.
I think there's a couple things for me. The Lord, but 18 years ago when you and I met, like the way you and I are very different people, and the way that the Lord wired us, that 18 years later, we would have something like this where, but each of our giftings is able, like it comes to the table to make a podcast, you know, like, it is like, I love studying scripture. I mean, you love studying scripture too, but like, I love it. I love getting into the meat of it and like doing all of that. And I'm like, all right, Kristen, where's the practical application? The Lord's giving you like this counselor gifting where you're like, this is practically how this plays out. And so I just think that's really sweet. And another thing, just to honor you for a second, if you get embarrassed, I don't care. And also don't edit it out. I think it's really sweet because I think when we were going through the attributes, you were very passionate about some of them. And so was I for different reasons, but you were also struggling in some areas. And so like, as your friend, it's been really, really sweet to watch you, go through these attribute studies and then like apply them. And then to see you like, I don't know, April to November, however much later that is, like your joy on the other side of this, like has been super fun to watch. And so I'm hopeful that that's the same for other people. Like as they're getting to know and love God more and more of his character, that plays out practically in their lives and that they're like, it leads to joy, you know, like that he's where the joy is, you know?
Right.
So that's my two cents and my random question. So
yeah,
your turn.
Now, you know, the questions that I prepped for you and gave you ahead of time so you could prep an answer.
I totally, here's the thing though. I did not.
I know, that's the problem. Like literally 10 minutes before we started this Zoom call, you were like, I haven't thought of any other questions, so we'll just go with your two. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't thought of your questions either, to be honest. Right. Well, I've been so busy.
It's fine.
Let's do it.
So my two questions, and I feel like one of them, it kind of goes together, but the first one is, what are you reading? Like, both of us have a tendency to read, and that goes in, you know, spurts where we'll be reading a lot. I start multiple books and then kind of pick them up and have to kind of refresh what's going on, and then, or what I've learned before, and then read it again and keep reading. So that's kind of where I'm at. But
sure.
What have you been reading?
Yeah. My husband will probably divorce me. Just kidding. He won't if I buy any more books, because I have a problem. But yeah, so I am in a class right now. And so I go through like these seasons of like, hi bear. Of bear. Like studying four things. Like my church is so amazing about having lots of different classes for the people. And so a lot of different, you know, whether it is like there's some counseling, there's art of care, there is how to study the Bible, like there's all different types of things. And I'm in a leadership class this year. And so I'm reading a couple of required readings, which is one is like Who God Says You Are by Klein Snodgrass, which we talked about on our last episode. And the other one is You're Only Human, How Your Limits Reflect God's Design and Why That's a Good Thing by Kelly Capick. And both of them have been super helpful. I'll probably talk about that in a little bit more in depth. But from my fun reading, I have kind of usually for like in the summer, I will kind of read like theological books. Like that's just where my mind goes. And I love it. But when I'm reading for classes, I can't, I only have a capacity. And so I've been reading biographies, and I just finished this mammoth of a book right here. Like, oh, look at this, Kristen. They can't see it, but I just finished this. It's Bonhoeffer. Pastor, Martyr, Prophet, Spy. And it's like almost 600 pages and it's phenomenal. So I finished that one. And then I'm reading now, for the second time, actually, I'm reading Becoming Elizabeth Elliot, which is, she's my favorite person. Not my favorite person. She's like a hero in the faith to me. Yeah. And so I'm reading Becoming Elizabeth Elliot right now. And so I've got a little bit of like biography going on and then like required reading. And then also I have like, you know, I'm writing a lot right now. So I also have my normal Bible time, but yeah. What about you? What are you reading?
So I'm not reading nearly as many as you are. because I felt like that was a lot of things to be reading.
Some are required.
That's true. Some are required. I have two books that I'm reading currently. The first one, it's funny that you said the second biography that you're reading, is because I'm reading a book by Elizabeth Elliot called Suffering Is Never for Nothing.
Oh my goodness, that's so good. Are you really?
I am.
Let's talk about that when you're done. I loved it.
Yeah. So far,
how excited I am.
I love it.
It's so good.
But I haven't gotten too far into it. But it's, if you go to pick it up, it's a very approachable book. Not difficult. It is, let's see, 105 pages. So if you are a reader, like that's nothing. And it's, the foreword is written by Johnny Erickson Tada. So that is really cool too, which she has a lifetime of things that she could speak on about suffering as well. So
I haven't read her book yet. I want to.
When I was a teenager, I think I read a book that was like designed for teenagers about her story. So I might have been younger than a teenager, but it was like kind of like a kid's book-ish preteen. So I read it then, and I remember that really impacting my life and like just thinking about how she could still serve and worship God and give all glory to him, despite what I would think an like tragic thing that would happen.
So I think her story, Elizabeth Elliot's story, to think how tragic that is, that they still point and worship God in spite of that, but then how that impacts other people and spurs other people to do kingdom work. Because I mean, I was an 8-year-old little girl, literally learning about Elizabeth Elliot and Jim Elliot. And that is what stirred my affections for missions. Like the Holy Spirit used it.
Right.
I'm like, man, what a story. So yeah, I got to hear her speak in person before she passed. And it was like a bucket list thing for me.
God, yeah.
She was so great.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So what's your second one?
And so my second one is, so I've referred to it a little bit, not a whole lot. And that's kind of what Shanna was referring to as well. But I have been dating someone, and our church does, and instead of premarital counseling, they do pre-engagement counseling. So that as you're going through things, if there's reasons that the wedding should be postponed, or God forbid, like called off, that would be much easier to do before the engagement and before like honestly, a bunch of the wedding planning has
that's
happened.
That's wise. I've never heard of that. I'm like, that's
it
wise.
Really is. So we start that this Wednesday. We're recording this on Sunday night. So we start this, we started this Wednesday. And so I've started reading that book for it. It is called Catching Foxes, I believe is what it's called. So super excited.
Yeah, I've heard, I think our church recommends that as well. I haven't read it, but
well, yeah, it's funny.
I heard it's really good.
On the front of it, it says, I've yet to find another book that is as biblical and as helpful. Matt Chandler. So,
oh, hey.
Yeah. So he has,
I didn't even know.
So yeah, so we are a gospel guided journey to marriage. So we are going through that. It's and they, my church does it, and the pastor and his wife that are going to be leading us through it do it in about 8 weeks. So we're really excited to be able to get into it and take that next step of in our relationship. So we're super.
Is this what I was referring to back to attributes?
Yes, I was going to say
this how joyful the Lord has brought you on the other side of it. I've loved it. I've loved watching it. So fun.
And I've tried so
hard to not say anything.
And you've tried really hard to bring it up without being really awkward. And I just kept saying, I was like, Shanna, just don't make it weird. Just don't make it awkward. Because if anyone knows me, I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like attention on me at all.
And I'm the exact, I'm like, let's celebrate all
and
the people.
She's like, let's tell everyone. But it's been super sweet. I know, like. Yeah. The people that know us and know then that I'm dating him and that they've been super invested. I think of like your mother-in-law has been super sweet and invested, and I love
She'll
it.
She'll listen
and
to so, this.
Exactly.
She's always like, is Kristen still dating him? And I was like, she is.
I think so it's been super sweet.
This is not the podcast for that probably, but y'all's story is also super sweet. And I think you've been so vocal about singleness and singles in the church. Mm-hmm. And how hard that is sometimes and how overlooked they can be sometimes. And so like that you had a voice for that for a long time. And I don't think because you're in a relationship, you know, now that's going to go away. That was the majority of your life, you know, like you're passionate about that. And so, it's just been really sweet. I hope someday you'll share your story. You have said it. One of the greatest joys of your life is to watch my marriage and to watch like how John Eric and I have grown closer to each other, and the work that the Lord has done in my husband has been like one of the greatest joys for you. And like, this is one of the greatest joys for me to walk with you through all of this. And then like, just to see how sweet it is. Anyway, Kristen is hating every second of this. So
I'm not too much. We'll share the story for sure on, like you said, this is not the episode to do it. But we'll share the story about it. And it's been super sweet. And I'm sure you guys have caught possibly that I catch myself saying when I like as a single, because while we've been dating for about 4 months, it's still been in my vocabulary for so long that I've been single. So sometimes I have to catch myself. And
yeah, I think you even like,
and he's very gracious.
I don't know if anyone even heard this, but the last one you were like, as a single, when I was single.
Yes,
like, you changed your phrase. I was like, I wonder if anyone noticed that.
I had to. And he's been very gracious with me. He listens to the podcast all the time.
You know,
he is a
faithful listener.
Faithful listener. So he's been very gracious with me about the adjustment that it's been. So anyways, that's what I've been reading. We'll move on.
She's like, enough about me.
Let's stop. And so the next question that I had is, what has God been teaching you? And it can be in the last month, it can be in the last 6 months, because I feel like there are some lessons that God is teaching us that has been teaching us for a while. And like, it takes a while for us to really like get it and be like, oh, okay, I got this. This was years in the making or whatever. So kind of what's something that God has been teaching you?
Okay. Well, I actually did think about this today driving home. I was just thinking how a lot of things kind of come full circle. And one thing that someone told me today, they were like, Shanna, I just want to honor you by saying like how normal you try to make mental health and like talking about it. And I'm like, it's because it's normal and we should talk about it. And I just think of how I was this time last year, right? And, like I was in counseling and, super anxious, moments of depression, like where my anxiety was like making me physically ill. And once I was doing counseling, and this year has been like really sweet where I'm seeing a lot of the benefits of that. And then I'm like, you know, every year I try to participate in some class at the church. And so usually it's like the training program. I will help lead a table or something like that. And this year I was like, you know, I think I want, like, I'm learning so much about myself, like introspectively, I think I want to do the leadership track. I want to be able to lead from like a non-anxious space. And no idea what I was getting myself into. Nothing, no idea. And this whole first semester has been a lot of things that I've been talking about in counseling, which is crazy to me because I'm like, I'm not only am I talking to my counselor about this, but then like, I'm doing this in a community of people, like my little cohort of like the best women. Mm-hmm. And to see how the Lord has really like, from a year ago, been working all of this out, and I'm starting to implement that. Does that make sense? Like, today, for example, I had class today and we were talking about, leading from authority and how to like, not be anxious, which is like, I had no idea what we were doing, but that's what I wanted to talk about. And, he was saying, you know, sometimes it takes more grace to do less. And you and I have talked a lot about how I'm a perfectionist and I have a really hard time saying no when people need something from me. Cause I'm like, of course I can do this. Like, you know, why not just do it? But like a really good leader knows their limits. And so I've started within the last few months, really, implementing that. Like, I can't make margin for people and to lead people and to walk along suffering with people. If I'm pushed to the max myself, like I have to leave margin for that in order to be a really good leader. And so I think this last season, that's what that's been. It's been a lot of introspection for me, which I don't like, at all. And I think it's healthy. I think, you know, we have talked before about like how your feelings are fluid, right? Mm-hmm. Like, only God's truth is what is true. And you know, I heard a quote today. He was like, you know, your feelings are real. They're just not reliable. And I was like, that's really, really good. That's a really good thing to remember. And so I don't know. I think the Lord's been really kind to, over the last probably year, to let me do a lot of introspective, like, okay, like, why am I this way? And a lot of it was from a very legalistic, rules-based, checks and balance upbringing. And my mom is probably listening to this. Well, she will for sure listen to this, but I don't know. I don't know that she'll ever share her story. It's her story. If she does, it is. My mom is the one, if you were looking at my family history, that really drew the line in the sand. And you can see a generational change from her Mm-hmm. And we're like, the gospel is really powerful. It's mm-hmm. really powerful. And so it's been sweet to watch, but I've had to kind of deal with a lot of that, like in my head mm-hmm. of like, so, yeah, I think it's been really sweet that I feel like I am less anxious. I am learning boundaries. I'm learning my limits. I'm learning that it's good to have limits. And I want to be a people, I want to be someone who can love people where they are well, mm-hmm. but I can't do that if I'm, like this anxious person that doesn't have any capacity to do that. So yeah, that's where I've been. It's been a lot. My husband, my counselor was like, don't take this the wrong way. I don't know if I said this on here, but she was like, when I see your name pop up, I'm like really excited. You're one of my favorite people. And I'm like, I don't know how to take that. Is this a compliment or am I just crazy?
Like, it's like a case study.
Yes. But she's like, a lot of people aren't really introspective. And a lot of the things that we can say, it doesn't go past that, but I really try. And so the next time I come back around, I'm like, no. And that could just be my personality. I'm like, no, you gave me something to do and I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
But it's
that,
really
is, that is your personality.
It is.
I don't know. On boundaries, you always have me to be able to swoop in and say, should you be doing that? Because if it's not your husband, it's me that's saying, and I do it to all my friends. I'm sorry, friends.
She really does. It's a gift though. It's a gift for me because I remember specifically asking like, hey, this opportunity has come up at the church. Like, I really want to do this. And you're like, okay, Shanna, you want to do this, but should you do this? And I'm like, why do I even ask you?
And I think I probably followed it up with, if you're going to do this, what are you going to drop?
What are you going to give up?
And I was like, well, you can't give up being a wife. You can't give up being a mother. Yeah. So those, like, if you're adding something in, what are you getting rid of?
What are you getting rid of? That's right. Yeah. My husband said he has noticed a big difference in me, which I'm just thankful for. Like, this whole thing has been sanctification.
Yeah.
Like the Lord, absolutely. You know, just like making me more like Christ. And it's kind of been like, it's really hard. And I don't know if who's listening and if they have trouble making boundaries. That's one thing I did notice in our Q&A session is there are a lot of people, you know, at the conference who were having really hard family problems because they're leaving fundamentalism. They're leaving the legalistic mindset and their parents would rather disown them than love them for being a Christian, just not the way they believe in. There could be people who are listening who boundaries is it's a hard thing. And I think it always will be hard, especially for me when it's been 36 years of the same thing. People are expecting the same thing from me that when I draw a boundary and I'm like, hey, like, this is not, I love you, but this is not helpful. And let's, you know, I can't do this anymore. In a loving way, it's not always received great.
Yeah.
But I think that we're getting there. Yeah. So it's been a year. And I think I'm seeing the benefits of it. You know, I don't know. You're the counselor, not me. That's cool. I go to counseling.
I've heard it said that the best counselor is one who is a counselee.
Yeah.
Because you've walked it and then you can walk with people. But
yeah, that's really good. What about you?
So I asked the question and then I was like, oh, now I have to think through of what God has been teaching me. You know, there's things that God has been teaching you, but you're like, how do I quantify this? Like, how do I talk about it and be able to? And God uses other people to help teach you it too. But one of the things that I tried really hard to do when I was single, but then as I move through, you know, the different phases in relationships is, enjoying the season that I'm in. Mm-hmm. So, as a single, there were times where it was very, very hard to enjoy being single. But I would try to, because if you don't, it becomes a very depressing doom and gloom. Like, my life is awful if I don't pursue the joy of that season and really try to enjoy the season that God has me in. Because he is sovereign and he has ordained me to be in that season. And so who am I to turn around and say, I don't want to be in this season. Yeah. So that was that side of it. Now being in the dating season And Matthew and I, we talked pretty early on about what we were looking for, where we wanted a dating relationship to ultimately go. And so we were aligned very early on those things. But one thing that he kept saying, and that I think God has used him in my life, is to enjoy the season of dating and not rush and be like, okay, like I got him. Now let's get engaged. Now let's get married and let's go move forward. And those are all things that I pray, and God willing, that that is our future. But enjoying the season of dating and enjoying the season of getting to know each other. And then, you know, Lord willing, getting to enjoy the season of engagement, and then, and planning a wedding, and then enjoying the season of being married before having kids, you know, all of those seasons. So it's a different side of learning to enjoy the season, because whereas in singleness, it was enjoy the season because I don't want to be in it. It's enjoying that season because it's not something that I want. This is something that I do want. I just want to rush through to the next one. Like, okay, well, now get me to the next season. Like, it's, and I'm loving and enjoying every minute of it, but it's like, okay, got this. Let's move on to like engagement.
Well, so if we want to take that like deeper, I think that's at the heart of everyone, is what's the next best thing. What's the next best thing? Not that what is God has given me right now, it's what's best right now. Like, what's the next thing? I think that happens all the time. You know, I remember I was, man, I have the sweetest lady, and she goes to my church, and she's in my small group for this leadership thing. And man, when you look at her, like, she loves her kids. Like, she, I mean, I love my kids, but like, let me rephrase it. She enjoys her kids. And they're all little, and it's the messy toddler years, but she is like there for it. And I remember you were there for Oliver. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I was so depressed, and he was a very, very, very difficult baby. And I was just like, I cannot wait for this to be over. And I mean, looking back on it, I'm like, I don't have those funny, cute stories to tell. Cause I was like head down, like, where is the end of this tunnel? And so I think that is, that's really, that's a really wise thing to say, is we're always kind of looking for what's the next best thing, you know, whether it's a job, like I got a new job, a better job. What's the next, like after a, like, where is our contentment?
Right. And that's,
if that's what we're getting to.
And that's not to say like progress is bad, right?
Absolutely.
And striving for other things isn't bad.
Yeah.
But inherently, knowing that you can enjoy and be content in the season that you're in.
Your contentment and your joy should not rely on that.
And it's just, it's interesting. It's something that I never expected to be something to continue to be taught. Like I said, you know, you feel like in the singleness phase, I was like, okay, I got this contentment thing. Like, I don't want to be in this season, but I'm going to be, because that is where God has me. And, but now it's kind of like a joyful side of it. Like, it's not a, I guess that's where I didn't realize that this would continue, is that just continuing to enjoy the season that God has placed me in, with eyes forward of what kind of what the next step is, but not so focused on it that I lose out on the joy of this season.
Of this season. So, that's, yeah, that's really good.
That's what God's been teaching me.
Yeah. I love that. I think it's always really sweet to look at moments like this where I'm like, this has been really hard. Like, counseling is never like, woohoo, let's go to counseling. It's been a hard season, and a lot of like yuckiness comes out of it where like, I don't want to deal with it, but I have to deal with it. And then it's like, man, like, the Lord is so kind. Like, sanctification is a kind act of the Lord. And I hate that so many times, the same thing with repentance. So many times we look at it, as like this hard, terrible thing. And we're like, man, it's just making us more like Christ. Like,
yeah,
it's really good. So, yeah, I'm excited for, I mean, we still have some more episodes coming up this year. This is not our end of the year episode,
no,
but I was looking, forward, to what we have coming in 2023. And I am looking that, it's going to make you and I really study.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here for it. Like, I am so here for it. Because, man, it's a, this is a good kind work that the Lord is allowing us to do.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah. I'm glad I get to do it with my best friend.
Yay. And that there's people crazy enough to be along for the ride.
Yeah. Crazy enough to listen to us every other week.
That's right.
And enjoy what we have to say.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So one quick update and then we can call this an episode. We had a lot of merch at the For the Sake of the Gospel, but it was on me and Kristen. We were wearing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, where is that? And so actually we are almost ready to go live with our, we just have like one final.
So close.
One final detail, but we have like all the merch ready and designed and like on the back end. We just have to make it go live. And so that is coming. So hopefully be really great Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So that, and then if you are new to us, if we met you in Virginia, man, thank you for listening. Thank you for talking to us and encouraging us. And if you want to contact us, we would love to hear from you, your stories, your questions, whatever. You can find us at growinggracepodcast.org. And we will get those messages and either Kristen or I will get back to you. And other than that, we will release an episode the week of Thanksgiving, but not before Thanksgiving. So,
right.
Yeah. So hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving and to know that like have a great time with your family. But if you are in a season where that's just hard and you can't do that, like know that God sees you mm-hmm. and you're not by yourself and you're not alone.
All right. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Grow in Grace podcast. You can find us at growingracepodcast.com for links to all of our social medias, resources we suggest, and to listen to previous episodes. We hope you can join us next time as we strive together to grow in grace.